Ready? Call the meeting, the regular meeting of the Parks and Recreation Committee to order. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken and the record reflect all members are present.
Fantastic. All right, this is time for public comment. You guys all know the rules. Is there anything that anybody would like to talk about that's not on on the agenda?
I have nothing.
Carrie, anything? Any public comments since you were wandering around?
No.
Fantastic. Let's move on to our draft minutes. Any comments about the minutes? Acceptance?
I make a motion to approve that.
Fantastic. I'll second that. Any further comment or discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Hey, what's going on? So I'm just going to, while you guys are getting settled there, I'm just going to go back for a second and make sure you got we already went through public comment. Was there any public comment by y'all? Did you want to talk about anything on the agenda? Okay. D, discussion items.
Yes, D1. So this matter is being brought before the board tonight, but we wanted to kind of just give an overview to the committee before it goes to the board. And we received from, we've met with Terracon on two occasions regarding the initial design phase of a competition L-shaped swimming pool for the community center. If the committee recalls, the board authorized us to enter into a contract with them to perform three phases, which could be terminated at any time. Phase one was a design phase. Phase two was a construction document phase. And then phase three would be an agency review phase. And we met with staff during phase one regarding the design phase, and they came up with a couple of designs that we had them modify. And then staff has been fairly pleased with the current design that's before you and will be presented before the board tonight. Some of the notable things, if you look at page SPO.1, it's in the right corner of the set. If you look, what they've done is they moved, correct me if I'm wrong, staff, they moved the pool a little further south to provide some more deck space at the top of the pool, and then move the fence line further south, and they're going to move the pool equipment shed from where you currently see it now, but if you were facing it, it would be off more to the right and a little further south so that we can get the chemical trucks in, and it's going to be more expedient to servicing the pool. With it being in that location, coupled with the fact that from the barbecue area and the picnic tables, it would not obstruct the view of what's taking place in the pool, family members, et cetera, wanting their kids out there, what have you. So these are the design set drawings. And they provided us to this at, of course, the 11th hour on Friday, just before we got the agendas out. And so we were able to include this. And then part of phase one was not only coming up with a design set, which this is, and can still be subject to change upon input by the committee and board, but also to provide a revised cost estimate. That just came in at the 11th hour today. I'll have the paperwork that describes the cost estimate, but for the pool itself.
Is it just a clarification? This is something that came out via email earlier today to us, right? That cost.
Yeah.
Not an update to that, but that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but those were not enough to include it. It came in for last hour. It couldn't include it with the agenda, but it'll be at the board meeting tonight. which came in at $979,650. So this is just an overview of that. To accept any comments you may have, and we're not looking for any potential recommendations at this point in time, but we wanted to put it before you before we go to the floor.
So, the question that I have a problem with questions that are probably more appropriate from the board meeting than they are for this meeting. We just wanted to be more specific, but I appreciate you bringing it to our attention ahead of time as a committee. As I look at the design of the pool, it looks like pretty much what the board asked them to do as the proper features and design, it looks like to me. I don't have anything to
comment. Just to clarify, the 979 figure, that's before the county imposes any of their requirements.
Go ahead.
That's absolutely correct. There's two things to consider here. One is the estimated cost of the pool. But the pool is just merely a component of a project that's going to occur when we put in the pool. We don't know what agency review is going to say about other things that need to be part of this project. So this is their best estimate based on the construction of the pool. And of course, that is an estimate. Things can change for them.
So as long as we open that door, let me just walk through it. Let me just go through a little bit. So is there a contingency fund built into that price?
I do not believe so.
There's not a contract with markup. I already know that.
Correct.
So that's just their estimate of what the pool will cost prior to anything. That's just the pool.
And they specifically say in the documents that you'll receive later tonight at the board meeting that this doesn't include any potential markup that a contractor may put to it.
May put to it. Will put to it. Nobody does anything for free. But anyway, those are the kinds of things we can clarify tonight, because there's no use us filling the horse twice.
Right.
So let's, we'll have to cover a lot of questions tonight after your presentation. So let's go ahead and move on. Thank you for bringing that to us. Public comment on that?
Sort of, yes, Bill Humphrey on the thing. That was one of the things I wanted to know when I heard the cost estimate, if this was just a pool, and apparently it doesn't have any of the add-ons on to it.
No, and again, you're going to be there tonight, correct?
I plan on it.
Okay, so again, you're going to have some questions. I'm going to ask some questions. Everybody's going to have some questions. Let's take care of those questions in front of the whole board, because the whole board's going to have to make a decision on this at some point. So if it's okay with you, can we put off those detailed questions until the board meeting tonight?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not for me.
Go ahead, Terry.
There's been a lot of talk with the river otters and that. They claim that the pool will be applicable for water polo. And this pool here design is only 4 feet deep for about half of the pool. And I don't believe that 4 foot deep would be deep enough to play water polo.
I don't know anything about that discussion. Nobody's discussed that with the board. Nobody's discussed anything about water pool with our committee. I can't comment on that. I don't know. That's the first I've heard of water pool.
Well, I've heard it at the meetings, like speakers from River.
Oh, okay. Well, I would agree with you. So water pool, you're not supposed to stand up.
The board does not care about water pool, and they're not interested in doing anything for water pool.
I can't speak for the board. I can tell you that the board has not addressed that situation as far as I know.
Did the board ask you to look into a water polo pool?
No, I don't believe that our board ever asked. Like I said, Terry, I've never heard anybody. Nobody has ever come forward and said, we're a water polo team. We want you to build this pool for a water polo.
No.
So nobody's done that. So I don't believe the board has addressed that. Thank you.
So we don't have to even think about water polo.
Not yet.
Maybe half court water polo.
Sort of people want.
Maybe pick a team. We get a pickup team and play half court. I don't know what to tell you.
That would have to be a question for probably Don Bravo.
Well, there's a lot of questions. I'm not a water polo guy, but I do know that they're not allowed to stand up to touch the bottom. So it's going to be hard to do that if you're 5 feet or 6 feet tall and a 4 foot pool.
I will tell you, there's been discussion at the staff level, that this pool would be suitable potentially for water polo practice.
That would be
a water polo tournament.
But again, okay. There's no water polo team that's discovered that, and there's nobody approached. Has anybody approached you, Matt, and asked about water polo? So at this point, I don't think water polo is an issue. We have enough issues.
I'm just heard it mentioned.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Anything else about the pool? Okay, item two.
This drawing here showing the basically the existing pool.
Okay.
Is this basically just in the same layout that it is right now,
existing,
as far as the way the pool is located and everything?
Correct. The pool, the outline of the pool here is as is currently, and it's implied as is currently on the overlay.
Okay.
Anything else? Cornell Park bathrooms.
Okay, Cornell Park bathrooms. We're going to be doing a little manager's report on this. Staff received complaints that the bathrooms were disgusting. So staff went to the bathrooms and we found that the bathrooms were absolutely disgusting. So we proceeded to try to identify why are these bathrooms disgusting. When we have a janitorial firm that comes out on Tuesdays and Fridays to clean the bathroom. So staff, I reverted to my prior occupation and conducted an investigation and determined that, in fact, we were not getting the type of janitorial services that were necessary to keep those bathrooms intact. So to make a long story short, and I'll report this to the board as well, we got a credit. Brian, especially Brian, went in there with this product and was able to get a lot of crusted stain off, personally working himself, along with some of his team members, the power washing, etc. So we got the bathrooms looking, it's old stuff, but it could still be clean. And so we got it clean, and then we had a meeting of the minds with the janitorial staff, and we've done some checkups on them, and they came in and they did a really good job. And so now they know what a good job and an expectation is.
Are we staying with the same firm at this point?
At this point, we're
not a lot available in this area.
At the rate we're getting, but they clean not only the bathrooms, they clean this facility, and they clean the office facility, and they do an acceptable job there. This, of course, was off our radar because we're not sitting in the bathroom watching.
It really doesn't do any good to power wash stainless steel. You have to use a stainless steel cleaner, so we used a CLR cleaner on it.
So this is a complicated problem, but it's not just... So that's the big component, is the janitorial. We've got that on mark. But the other component to this problem is these are outdoor, open-air bathrooms, which means you have the trees, and you got the leaves blowing in, and the spiders coming in and making webs, and so you have that issue, coupled with the fact that this is the bathroom for UPS and the FedEx and the plumbers and the contractors and everybody else that comes through here using the bathrooms, and there appears to be a toilet flushing issue that takes place where it just becomes,
people don't like to flush.
People don't like to flush. So you end up with compound bias, and it creates huge problems. So one of the things we've considered is locking the bathrooms at night, but it appears most of the trouble is occurring during the day. So one of the things we're going to do, at least for a while, is have somebody check the bathrooms each morning.
That's part of the routine.
Part of the routine.
First thing somebody does is go through and just make sure that it's not bad. So
we heard the complaints. We worked on it diligently and we anticipate that things will continue to be improved. If not, then we will look to doing other things like locking the bathrooms at night and going on another janitorial. Okay.
Any public comment?
Yes. There were allegations that they were also being used by transient homeless people. Is there any truth to that?
Well,
yes, that happens. It does happen.
Which is a county sheriff issue.
Well, we've asked the sheriff in the past, and I can reiterate that.
Invite them to use those bathrooms. They can go use those bathrooms anytime they want to. Could have heard having the sheriff's car around the whole while, you know?
I'm sure they would really love that opportunity.
There's nothing like a park.
Well, we've asked them for extra patrol because, as you know, we put our bathroom out at Slifer Park.
No, Ravenswood.
Ravenswood. Somebody burned it down. So the problem is you know, these things are just magnets for vandalism.
It's the same problems everybody. So that addresses your question. Any other public comment? Yes, ma'am.
Back in June was when I gave a speech to the board and telling them about how nasty, as you say, the bathrooms were, because we checked them out. We checked the entire park out. They were horrible. We went in again today, and there has never in my life, every time I've been in there, seen, in the women's especially, because we sit, there's never been any papers put down on the toilet seat ever, that I have ever seen. It looked better.
Yeah, there is a problem
it
with...
It did look better clean-wise.
There is a problem with the toilet seat covers. People like to take them, take the whole stack, lay them in the toilet, and then they start doing their thing. And a lot of times when we go in there, it's this high above the toilet because people keep going in there and piling on.
Okay, well then we use toilet paper. But there wasn't hardly any in there.
Yeah, we've had a lot less clogs since we pulled those out. Yeah,
they were creating them.
And they also use them to start fires. Yeah, they put wood.
It looked cleaner, but there was a problem in the men's. You want to tell me the men's?
The urinal in the men's toilet is south. When you flush it, it sprays water out about 3 feet out in front of it. It'll anything that's in the urinal, it'll blast it all out right into your face. It is really, it's not just a little bit of water, it's a massive spray.
Did you check that out?
We could have a plumber come out and adjust it.
Well, let's check it out first and see what the issue is.
Check it from the side, though.
Yeah, any other public comment with regards to the bathrooms at Cornell Park?
Thank you for doing something about it.
That's,
I appreciate
that. They do look a whole lot better than they did back in June.
I really appreciate you hearing people say that, you know, they were pretty bad.
So does the service provide the process as well?
Yes. And so we went in and we also checked to make sure that the toilet papers were in those locked containers. And so that was one of the things we checked. But the seat covers, we took those out because it was costing the 14 a lot of papers.
Any other comment with regards to the board? We have about 9 items here. That's why I'm trying to move things along a little bit. We have another meeting after this. Any other comment? What I wanted to hear, I'm not trying to cut anybody off, but I just want to move things along. I will just briefly say that Brian and I went out there on Monday, the third day of the long day weekend. We thought that'd be a good time to go take a look at it, see what was going on. And actually, except for some weird thing with the bathing suit top.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, with the balls in it. That was kind of weird, but whatever turns on, I guess.
Yeah.
Other than that, we looked around and went, well, something's happened since the last time people were in front of the board. It did compliments. It did. I didn't see it before, so to me it looked pretty good. Yeah. You must look a lot better because
it was more about the correct product not being used to clean them.
So anyway, it looks satisfactory for me based on the fact that you know Hart over Haven's got the same problem with all their public bathrooms. Every city that has public bathrooms in a park setting struggles with the same problems that we struggle with. The key is we want to do a better job of addressing those problems, and we hope that we have now done that. And we will move forward with that. So thank you very much.
And the only comment that I would add is just that I'm not sure necessarily even locking the bathrooms make a difference. The way that it's designed, there's a gap between.
Yeah, people climb the fence.
Yeah, if you lock those gates up, the people that are causing the problems are going to be the same ones climbing the fence. So you're really only locking in trouble. And so that's why we haven't put that in the right act.
No, for some
reason. I will say that thank goodness we didn't try to force the roads. We didn't think about doing that because I didn't want to get wet.
One quick comment. I'm sorry. The bathrooms in the marina are beautiful.
Yeah.
The bathrooms where?
The public bathrooms in the marina are gorgeous.
We don't have any control of the bathrooms in the marina. You're talking about at the boardwalk?
Yeah. And the ones that are out by the marina.
Well, those bathrooms are locked. You got to have a key to do. So it makes it much easier to maintain and keep the riprap on. And I don't think we can issue keys to every citizen in this government.
They have staff there all the time.
We don't have any control.
They're not in the park all the time.
Okay, item 4, discussion regarding fee waiver for pickleball tournament October 12th, 13th. Item 3, sorry, I already crossed it off. Discussion regarding, a message board landscaping.
Okay, so Director DeGray has asked that this be discussed because when the message board is just sitting out there, what kind of landscaping do we want to do? There is a landscaping plan that's been approved by the county and which calls for lawn around the base of the message board and for these plants. Did we do any of that yet?
Yeah, but that's how you got your final. We didn't do the lawn, we did the plants. The only thing required by the county was the plants.
Well, because I already had the lawn. So we may have upgraded the lawn a little bit. There's a little patch area. But we didn't want to do that while people were constructing and tearing it in. We just tear up all the landscaping. We mentioned some good ideas for dressing it up. However, I don't know if you've noticed that I don't think it's as important now. I was sitting out there with no message. Everybody was looking at the entire sign, and you're going, I don't think this thing looked better. But now you're looking at the message, and you're not really noticing what it is.
I think if we can get that grass up to the base and get it as green as possible, whatever we plan to do, I think let's just go with that for the time being. I would probably put enough money into the sign. Initially, there was a lot of chatter about that. I think that that's not probably an issue anymore. The chatter about what's on the sign, as opposed to what's around the sign. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for putting that on. Any public comment in regards to this?
Just what we've been saying for a long time. I can agree. Landscaping the sign is great, but what about the rest of the town?
Okay, so we're talking about the landscape. Terry, I'm going to cut you off because you're bringing in things that we're not talking about right now. We're talking about the landscaping around the sign. Period. If you want to talk about overall maintenance, that would be something that's not on the agenda that you could have addressed through your public comment, or you can again address it. I'm going to actually, in the director's comment, is going to address some of that later on today, so because we did take a drive from town. So, but you have anything to say about the landscaping around the message board?
No.
In particular. Thank you. Item 4 now, discussion regarding fee waiver for pickleball tournament October 12th, 13th. And
you want me to do that?
No, it's up to you.
Go ahead,
Nick. Usually it goes to you and then you look at me.
And I'll just cut to a map picture report.
Just did that.
Okay. All right. So anyway, before you are actually going before the board tonight, if you recall in February of each year, I bring all of the community events that are going to be taking place on town facilities. And this year, the pickleball folks had 2 tournaments listed. They were originally waived in February. At the time we submitted that, we just didn't know the actual cost for the tournament that they are doing coming up in October. And so this is more of an administrative, just, hey, we did waive it, we just didn't know the amount. Now we know the amount, it was $100, so that's on the consent calendar for tonight. Questions?
Comments, clarifying question. Mm-hmm. Where do you come up with $100?
That's the cost to actually rent the facility for the period of time.
That's on our
price list. Yep.
Okay.
And there's one additional thing I'd like to point out is this pickleball tournament, the funds that are derived from this tournament are going to be used to improve the facility itself at some point.
Comments from the public?
Randy, go ahead.
Is that a good thing to do?
I'm sorry?
It's a good thing to do.
Understood. Pickleball was being played when we were out there on Monday. It was probably 20, 25 people maybe playing pickleball out there. I got to watch it a little bit and see it. I thought it was interesting that they were playing on the court that wasn't a dedicated pickleball court. Instead, they were playing on the court. It was like the third court, the middle, you know, the one by the tennis. Is there a reason that they picked that court instead of the one that's actually dedicated, built for pickleball?
The cracks. The dedicated court. Where
we have so many people that we added the third court. We probably had so many people that we added the third court because we have two main courts. And then after our two main courts, our fourth and fifth courts.
So it's a matter of some courts play better than others. Is that what that's what motivates people to play on one court or another?
Yeah,
We have two main courts that are pickleball courts.
Sorry?
We have two main courts that are pickleball courts. And that would hold up to 8 people. But if we had 20, 25 people there, we would put out temporary courts.
Oh, I thought there was two courts in the tennis ball. In the tennis. On the tennis.
They have no dedicated, there's no dedicated pickleball court.
What's on the
court? They improvised and they turned the tennis court into a pickleball
court.
But it's a mobile system. This is the thing. We have no at this point in time. We have no dedicated pickleball courts. The idea here is to raise money. The pickleball, the board, sometimes
there are two tennis courts out there.
Well, there's two tennis courts, but one of the tennis courts is converted.
No, we only have one tennis.
One tennis court. I'm sorry. Probably Bob is best to explain.
There's two what we call permanent pickleball courts. There are two, and then the tennis court is still there. We can make four courts out of it. Portable nets to put up. And what happened on Monday and what you saw, I don't really know.
Well, so if I'm standing, if I'm walking down the walk and the dog poop bags are behind me right here and the water fountain's right here and I'm looking at courts through the fence, there's a court here with a shade structure next to it right there.
The shade structure is outside. That's not a court. That's
I understand. But is that is a pickleball court right now?
Yes.
Next to the shade structure.
And it's not part of the tennis court.
Yeah.
So that's a dedicated pickleball court.
Right.
Okay. Then there's two courts that are lined out on this tennis court. One of them had an extension of the net that came over. Mm-hmm. Like a white fence.
So the balls don't.
Right. And that was the one that they were playing on. I'm just curious as to what Brian said they were playing on ball. But that's why.
That was
it was interesting to watch. I could really stick around long enough to get all the rules, but it seemed like
they want to kind of work together on tennis court and with the ball.
We got to kind of see how it works. So it was good to see. So we would recommend.
Well, when he makes a presentation before the board, he would say it's the proper wood department recommendation, the recommends the waiver.
Okay. Well, and it's actually on consent for tonight, too.
Okay.
We just wanted you to know what it was. We were just
getting it. Does it need to get to the board, or is it already been approved?
Clean up on 100.
We have absolutely no problem with cleaning it up.
That's what we're doing.
Whatever needs to happen.
Transparency.
Discussion regarding Prop 68 update.
Matt, thank you. There you go. All right, so this is more of an informational item for your board. In June of 2018, Prop 68 was approved by the state of California voters. And essentially, it revolves around parks and recreation. And there's two components, just so you know. There's a competitive grant program of $185 million. And again, you have everybody and their brother competing for the $185 million. There's also a second component, which is called an urban county per capita, and there's $13,800,000 and change in that. For the town of Discovery Bay, the urban county per capita program, there was a small survey, it was very short, that we filled out, and we sent that in. Saying basically that the town is interested in being part of that program. There is a possible minimum allocation of $200,000 to the town of Discovery Bay for that. It's a one-time deal, assuming we filled out the paperwork correctly, which was a real simple survey, and they let us know, hopefully sometime in the next, say, 60 days, that yes, you do have that money coming. So again, we did submit the short survey. It's a one-time funding option, but it is possible that the town could receive money for. So we wanted to at least bring that to your attention, that it's out there. Since we won't meet again until November, just wanted to let you know that by November, we might know if we've got some money.
Is there a restriction on how long these
spend? Yeah, typically it's for park rehabilitation, creation, or improvement. But it's also kind of got that little catch where you can't, if you've got $200,000 you're putting up, you can't replace it. It has to be in partnership.
You don't pull that out of your budget and then throw the
$200,000.
Correct.
So a couple little caveats in there, but again, it's a simple form we filled out. Keep our fingers crossed and see what happens.
If it's Prop 68, why is it the proposition, once it's been approved, continues? Why is it a one-time deal? This isn't a yearly, this isn't an annual?
I believe the voters have to approve it every so often, but this is the funds, and there's a whole timeline that goes with it, because the competitive grant process is multiple years. The per capita is kind of the one-time part of it that you get.
So clarification is that there's a possibility we may have a $200,000 influx that we can use to rehabilitate some areas.
Well, you would supplement what you already
right.
doing. So you can't go, we don't have any money, now we have $200,000, we're going to do this. I'm not so sure you can do that.
We have a parks budget, so we're just adding to that budget. Okay. Any questions from the public?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, so do we. That was great. Thanks, Matt, for bringing that to us. WW grant money.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of some historical background for you real quick here. So in June of 2010, the town was awarded an East Bay Regional Park District WW local grant, $580,000. And that money was used for the replacement of the Cornell Park Playground, and it was also used for the acquisition of this community center. Staff expended funds for that two projects were $511,648 and change, leaving about $68,000 that was left in the initial contract that the town had. Staff received notification from East Bay Park District in July of 2018 that the five-year grant program deadline was extended for another 2 years, and that the $68,800 and change that the town has left, the town would have access to for a couple of more years, which is basically this year coming up. So eligible projects include acquisition or development, which is renovation, okay? So keeping in mind that the possibility of the $68,000 going, staff is proposing the following. Utilizing the current master contract and all the criteria that was in there for the purchase of the community center property will greatly streamline the process of a project that we have in mind. The renovation of tennis courts 1 and 2 were originally part of the master agreement, but were not included at that particular point in time. Tennis courts 3 and 4 are currently unusable and now locked to the public. Pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the country. Last year there were over 400 tournaments and more than 3 million Americans playing on over 7,000 courts. Did I get that right? Good, because I pulled it right out of a local magazine. Which actually is doing an article on Brentwood's pickleball program that they're looking at expanding. So Trilogy has added 4 pickleball courts recently. Brentwood's looking at adding pickleball courts. Staff actually visited Willow Pass Community Center in Concord recently, and they converted 4 of their tennis courts into 16 pickleball courts. So staff has met...
Four of how many?
16.
Okay.
And I actually, for a note, I was out there the 5th of July, like 11:30 in the morning, and there were like 60 people playing pickleball, and there were 2 people playing tennis. So it was very busy. So it's my understanding that Concord used their WW funds, and they made that conversion over there as well. So staff met with and floated the idea of a renovation partnership with the local pickleball folks that would include the conversion to a pickleball facility instead of a tennis court. Combining funds with the local pickleball group could potentially provide $100,000 to do the project. Facilities here at the community center might be better suited to accommodate increased activities. Since you've been over and you've seen the pickleball, it's in the neighborhood, it's between homes. You know, think about the expansion of a program there, whereas if you get an expansion here, you've got courts that right now are not usable for anything. They really haven't been used for tennis. There's no demand for tennis. People aren't backing up. You've got parking, you have bathrooms, you have staffing, you have the ability to do tournament play without impacting the neighborhood. And so what staff is looking for tonight is kind of a blessing to pursue the idea of putting maybe a draft partnership together with the local pickleball folks and see if we can't come up with something and bring it back for your approval in terms of doing a joint project out back. Questions?
How much? Well, you're talking about spending the entire $68,000 on pickleball courts?
So take the 68, the pickleball folks.
Have you looked at any options, any other areas where that money might be used, or have you just strictly looked at pickleball?
Well, we looked at, so first of all, the master project is for the community center. So we would want to keep whatever we do here because we can use a lot of the paperwork that we had to file for that grant master project. We could just piggyback on that. We don't have to get a lot of extra CEQA documents and those kinds of things. We have two assets right now that we're not going to ever bulldoze out, but they're totally useless. So we could convert it to tennis, but nobody's knocking down the door to play tennis here. But pickleball is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, so why not, if we utilize the same space, we could put six pickleball courts in there a lot quicker and a lot more efficiently with a better setup than we could out at Cornell Park. So that's why staff kind of looked at that as the option.
Comments from the public? Do you have any clarification questions?
So would that mean then the courts at Cornell Park would still be implemented, or they would all be transferred over here?
Ultimately, what would happen is we could do it quicker and sooner here. We would just leave that set up the way it is right now so the public can go in and play pickleball, they could play tennis, whatever. But if they want kind of the bigger organization, they would be over here in this facility.
Are there any comments by anybody in the audience? I figured it would be. Yes, go ahead.
Is there I wish the tennis people were here right now. Because I really can't speak completely for them. But I know that there is a group of tennis players here, and that they are pretty much taking care of their own nets. And they have somebody that brings them home and they fix them. And I don't know, some of the comments were they don't have tournaments here anymore because the whole facility getting to the tennis courts are in pretty bad shape, and the people that they normally play with, they'd rather not. So, I don't know, you need to really get in touch with the tennis people, because I know that they need to have the tennis courts as well, because there's a bunch of them. We were here one day and there was a bunch of tennis players. So, and they're adamant about playing, so, but the facilities for them are not as good as they would
like. Any comments from help?
I don't know who they are, so we don't.
Yeah, I've, Mac and I have talked about this, and of course I've been a proponent of what we're doing at Cornell. We've run these tournaments, and actually having them here, I'm convinced now, is if we can get it done, is really a positive thing because of parking, bathrooms, the potential to rent tennis courts and take them up and make for a tournament. We could actually increase the size of the tournament. We have some limitations when you, six courts is all we can do over there and all we do for a long period of time. Plus we would be away from that, the folks that are around the court that are not enthused about the excitement that we're having, the 20 people and their enthusiasm for the game. I have talked to the last tennis, as some know and most know, I guess, is there used to be a tennis club that was a private group of people that wasn't the owners of the facility. And George Melendez, the last president of that group, when they were actually, I visited with him about this because he was quite, he said, you need to do something with those two boards, and I think that's a great thing. He's not personally playing pickleball at this point in time, but he's even thinking about it. So he was going to talk to the people that he plays with. This project, of course, wouldn't take away a single tennis court that's being played with at, you know, at this point in time. So.
Our last tournament, we had a tournament, probably 3 weeks prior to the tournament date because of registration. We actually turned away, I can't tell you how many people, because we couldn't have that number at that point in time. So the opportunity that they provided for us to then rent the tennis courts would be huge. And it would bring more money.
Any other comments?
So my understanding is that you will keep some of the tennis courts for the tennis players.
We'll clarify that. Go ahead. Bill, do you have something?
Well, I'm just concerned again, much like the Hoffman money and the pool, the diversity of the spending. Same thing here. You take your $70,000 and you know, are you considering anything else? And if I'd like a discussion of what you consider and what the reasons are that you make a decision and say, yes, we're going to spend it all in pickleball.
First time we've brought to this committee, so we don't have any more information to do at this point. Thank you. Matt, what have the tennis people said about it?
So at this point, there's just been some very preliminary discussions I've discussed with the pickleball folks. They've met with at least one or two of the players.
Have you met with the players?
I have not met with any.
Okay, can you play tennis and pickleball next to each other at the same time? Or
you could go either way on that one.
Some towns, they do that all the time. Some tennis players don't like the noise of the pickleball. Many towns have
a little more than a click, because we could hear it by the bathroom. We couldn't see the courts, so we could hear the pickleball being played, which is why we walked over there. I don't see tennis people showing up for meetings saying anything about the tennis courts. I'm not trying to generate any more interest than is already there. And I do believe that we no longer have a viable tennis quote unquote club using our facility like there was when we first took over the community center.
I've heard there's a Saturday morning group, but I can tell you the last month and a half, I at least track every day when I come in here how many people are playing tennis. And there's typically about 5 guys that are playing tennis most Monday through Fridays on the first court.
Okay. So we need to get better information about the weekend. I have a question for either one of you, and that is Monday, the holiday, was the Cleveland Center open to the public? There was staff here on a holiday keeping it open. Good. Because that's when they were playing pickleball. There wouldn't be any bathrooms if we didn't keep the facility open.
No, that's
what I was saying.
Bathrooms open most
of the time. Because we don't have the outdoor bathrooms here at this point. Everything's inside. So the facility would have to be open in order for there to be bathrooms available.
Only a few days a year that can be used.
And I honestly believe that there'd be consistently more people using pickleball courts than use tennis courts. I believe that to be true. Mm-hmm. I don't deny that. So I think it's something we need to look at. But I think we do, as Mr. Helfer pointed out, need to make sure that we look at projects that need to be done to the community center more than just look at one project. I think we need to.
Staff has. And we right now we're converting. I mean, we're improving the golf cart. We have improved the barbecue area and the picnic tables. So when we look at what's the best use of the money, we look at what other things there are. We don't really know what's happening with the pool yet. There's no decision on this. We are up against a deadline on the money, and so when you look at what's left to do out here that they will sign off on as something that they want, you know, to be a park or play or, you know, for the benefit of recreation, I mean, we could look at, you know, trying to level out our lawn or put lights in around the lawn or things like that. But we believe
you've got the criteria in that.
And so you're starting to skirt off the edge of what the money can be approved for. So when you look at what they want the funds used for, this is kind of a win-win situation. So it'll take a lot of the pickleball from what's going on in Cornell Park, it'll move it over here, that'll reduce some of the concerns by the residents.
How many courses do you want to convert over here, Matt?
So what we would do is we put six. We can put six in.
How many courses do you convert?
Two.
Two that are not the two that are not used. Sorry.
That's
so courts three and four have never
two
been used.
Two of eight, of which only two are being used. Is that correct? Do you have eight courts out there?
There's a total of eight tennis courts. Only six are playable. And the two, which is courts three and four down the end of the line, are
sure
not.
Dog park, right?
They've never been used. So I've been here.
Okay.
Well, as a tennis player, they put a pickleball where I played against one and it drove me crazy. But now I'm used to it. I don't even hear it anymore. You become accustomed to it. I don't hear they're right on top of us, and I don't hear complaints from other people.
Okay. Great testimony. So, at Diamond, where do you go? Diamond Hills, the pickleball courts butt right up. They do the same thing. They convert some tennis courts.
Yeah, they put it in the back, but it butts up against a couple of courts. And pretty soon you just become numb to it. But in the beginning, you drove me crazy. I'll admit that. And that may happen here. You become numb to it. And it's a phenomenon that's coming. And we can either address the issue of bringing pickleball to our community now, or we will be continuing to address this issue.
I think it's time to address this issue. You guys have been patient. We've been trying to address this issue. Bob, we've been talking about this since we used to meet over behind the water tank, right? So,
this is an opportunity.
I would like to see improvements made to the existing tennis courts too, because I need to know that they need some improvements. The ones that are being used, I don't think the service is what it needs to be. Are you going to resurface courts with this money?
Well,
in order to
Basically the $68,000 would be based on just a discussion real quick with Saviano, who did the first two courts. He said that's about right to redo the tennis courts. Because what you have to do is you have to strip everything out. Because it's one single slab, you've got to clean it all up with the cracks. So the idea was, $68,000 would convert it to tennis courts. So we could do that. But it's not like people are pounding down the door to play tennis anyway. And if pickleball is becoming a huge sport, by combining forces,
you're not here on weekends, Matt. You're not helping my thought process here. When you keep saying people aren't knocking down the doors to play tennis, I don't think that's a fair statement to make. I don't think we really know how many people are here on weekends playing tennis. I know we're not getting complaints anymore, but we can't eliminate tennis courts, and we need to maintain tennis courts at the same. So you're saying you take all $68,000 to resurface those courts and convert them?
And then some, which is where the then some comes in.
What was your guys' deal? Weren't you going to raise some money?
We are raising
money. That's what we're talking about. Using their money.
Wait, that hasn't been mentioned. How much money did you guys raise?
A little over $30,000.
I'm sorry?
A little over $30,000.
That's the number I remember was $30,000. Was that the original?
We had talked about $30,000-$35,000 for converting it to Cornell. But we think it's $40,000.
But you would rather
have an answer on that.
We can do it. Let's not go too far. We don't know the numbers, so let's not go too far. You guys already have 30,000 raised, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what was your goal?
40.
Okay. Good job. All right. I suggest that we.
I would just add that I like the idea. I think it's something that we should definitely consider. I think, in all fairness to the community, though, we should also look at what else we use that $68,000 besides the racket and ball type solution. Whether it's a basketball court, and I just put it out there as an example, or some other type of amenity that the community center can offer, at least to say, hey, look at this, that, and the other, and this was the best and highest use of money.
I agree that this is it's the time to address this issue because there's some funds available. It's kind of like we're addressing the pool because the funds ain't available. So let's address this issue. Let's see what the costs are. And why don't you bring back a proposal to the committee that says here's what the numbers are going to be, and we'll see if we can't move that forward. Help me out, Scott. What am I trying to get
okay,
down
well,
here?
Well,
I'm trying to move this forward. How do I do this best, Scott?
My recommendation is, and I'm saying it out loud as I'm thinking of it, is that number one, let's have staff meet with the people that are here, on our staff on the weekends, and find out what kind of use is being done by the tennis players. Are they having to wait in the wings? Is it, you know, what kind of use is it taking place on the weekends? So we have that information.
Okay.
Next is that maybe, you know, we are on a little bit of a timeline. Maybe if this committee agrees that we bring this forward to the board, that our next conversation is before the board with this information as well, and make it more or less invite the community to express the kind of things they would see as alternatives to this money in the community center. And that way it's all before the board and through a public hearing, somewhat at a regular board meeting. And then bring it back to the Park and Rec Committee if necessary, or move forward at that time with trying to get this grant going and pickleball courts.
Okay, I agree. I think Bill pointed this out before, I think that we should get this on the agenda for the board, as strict as an informational item, to invite public comment.
Correct.
Okay. And then we'll, at that point, we need to move pretty quickly. We then will address those issues, bring it back to the committee, but I think we need some, before we can recommend it to the board, if in fact we are going to recommend it to the board, we're going to know what we're going to do at this point, we need to have some numbers so we're not recommending something to the board that then they're going, why are you telling me we've got to come up with $300,000? You know what I mean? So let's address that issue in the meantime. Is there a way to do that?
Well, we have to go out to RFP to get good numbers. And so...
Does that cost anything?
Well, it costs
can't,
us...
Can our faculty get an RFP? Or?
Well, he could probably do it with staff, but you're actually going out to bid to build the project. So it would be... contractors would be bidding on something that we haven't even approved yet. So
okay,
we
so
can get rough costs, and Mac has done that.
Okay. You already have those in hand?
It's just a verbal discussion of 68. We just about to
do one. Can you maybe Mac tighten that up? Can you try to tighten that up?
I'm sorry. That's how the pool started. Let's get some real numbers and bring it back to the committee after we have this informational meeting. It may never get to the committee.
Maybe call a couple.
The board meeting sizes, they don't want to move forward with it because the public wants to do something different. Let's get it in front of the board. Let's get it in front of the public, and then we'll address this in our in public at that meeting. Okay, that sounds fair to everybody. But we want to address this as soon as possible. I will come back to you if you'd like to. Helper, but you're not doing that. Go ahead.
Just a clarification. The numbers being discussed are to repair and the two non-working courts only?
Correct.
Okay, so the other six courts you're not going to do anything with. So,
okay.
Honestly, I think if we're going to move, how many pickleball courts are you going to get for those two courts?
Six.
And that would get you the activity level that you want for tournaments and all that kind of stuff.
No.
Huh?
Well,
we'll be able to move forward because we can rent out the tennis courts, turn those into temporary pickleball courts for tournaments. We just have to retain them. We would remove the tables. We would do no damage.
For day-to-day use, we have
to rent out.
So what I'm concerned about, what's going to happen to Cornell Park now? We've spent money on Cornell Park, this stripe, and now, Cornell Park, the tennis court, can't not be used for pickleball court unless you bring your little fence along, or is it always there? Do you leave that up?
The little white fence?
The little white fence again. Do you leave that up all you want?
We bring it back so it's up against the river.
So they could play tennis on that court when you're not there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
What are we going to do with that? What are we going to do with Cornell then?
I see it's not dedicated.
Matt?
I'm sorry.
Something you have to address. What are we going to do with Cornell then? Are we going to make that a standalone tennis court again?
Just leave it as it is. A pickleball/tennis court.
It can be used as either.
That's why
I said we're going to dedicate. All
right.
That's where the...
Well, one court is. The one we added. We added a court. We added a pickleball court.
Yeah, the other tennis court, they taped their own court off.
I understand. Okay, move forward. Thank you. Thank you for that. Do you understand what we want?
Yes.
Do you understand what you want?
That's what's important.
Okay. Eagle Scout Project. We got about 3 minutes.
Okay, so real quick, we have a local Boy Scout that is working on his Eagle project. He's proposing to build a couple of benches in our community garden. Staff has had a preliminary meeting with him to kind of discuss his ideas. Unfortunately, with the Scout's school schedule, he wasn't here to kind of give you a presentation. But staff's requesting your approval to meet with. That's okay. So staff's looking at your approval to meet with.
Where's the community garden?
Community garden is straight back this way, behind that wall.
Does anybody use those things?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Great.
When I first got here,
But there was a time when I was going behind your building there.
Yes.
I didn't see any of those being used at that time. Is this new activity?
The last 2 years.
Fantastic. Awesome. We built all those raised gardens, right? Perfect. I love it. Awesome.
So anyway.
Yes, we'd love to have you move forward.
So we'll meet with Nolan and we'll get the project done.
It's pretty in the town and it'll add benefits to it. Okay, great.
Very good.
2019 River Otters season update.
Okay, so just kind of a verbal update. Since the River Otter season is finished, this is their sixth year. They are the largest team ever. They won the Tracy Invitational despite being the smallest team of six teams. So they were competing against Tracy, Ripon, Manteca, Modesto, and Turlock. They placed second at the Turlock Sea Dog Invitational. They placed second at their Mid-Valley Swim League Championship. They sent 28 of their swimmers to beat champions in Roseville. And they've also had several individuals go to the meet of champions, so they've had a fantastic year. I did want to update your board, though, on there were some discussions early on because the pool's not here, the town team collecting the funds, how would we be paying for wherever it is they need to go, is there enough money, so on and so forth. So, again, just to kind of remind everybody, it's a town team. The town collects all participation or participant registration, just like we do for any other activities that we conduct. The town took 20% off the top for administrative charges, which historically have been used to offset the cost of our pool. But because they didn't have the pool this year, the discussion was that the town would use the 20% then to pay for the rental of other facilities. Basically, the town did that, and out of the money that was collected, there was about $3,000 left to cover administrative charges here. So it's pretty much just kind of a break-even program. The swim team had a great season.
Where did they swim at?
They swam at Freedom High School, they swam at Delta Valley, and they also swam at Madison.
They swam indoors at Delta Valley? Okay.
They rented the space and
Thank you for that. I'm thrilled that they're still successful and that they're still able to survive. And
the largest team they have. So everything played out well. All the finances
were there. Already. Okay. Anything else? Any comments with regards to that from the public?
How many people are on the East Coast's biggest team? How big is it?
I don't have that number off the top of my head. It's probably 100.
It had to be over 100. Yeah. I have no idea.
Are they all just UV residents? No.
They're all UV residents.
They are. No.
They're not all UV
residents. Do we know what percentage
are? No.
But not off the top of my head.
So again, this is for public comment, not public questions. It's the same rules we run out there. You're allowed to make comments. Try to deter that back and forth. We're talking to Mike. He'll have all those facts. Rick, here. This letter. Interesting, but isn't there a backstop at Slidecombe? Isn't there a baseball field at Slidecombe?
I know.
Is there a baseball field at the school with a backstop?
Yes.
Can somebody? Okay. Thank you. Any other future discussion and agenda items at this point? I have none that I can think of because we've just covered an awful lot of crap and there was much future agenda items than that. And